This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're moving right along in Masechta Nedarim. Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. Isn't that amazing? We're up to Nedarim Daf Chaf. And we're up to a new Mishnah. Now, what's interesting about this Mishnah, the Ran on this Mishnah is found on Yud Ches Amar Beis. Remember that we skipped a lot of Rans on Yud Ches Amar Beis because the Ran is going on that Mishnah, just a continuation of the earlier Mishnah. Nadar b'cherem. If let's say somebody made a neder with the lashon of a cherem, v'amran, he said afterwards an explanation. Lo nadarti ela b'cherem hashayam. What I meant was, I'm making a neder, and I was referring to the net of the sea, a net used for fishing. Because if you remember in the previous Mishnah, it said, Stam nedarim lahachmer uperusham lahakel. Stam neder were machmer. But if he explains what he meant in a permitted way, then we are mater. So let's say the guy says he's nadar b'cherem. Cherem typically is dabar ha-nadar. And then he said, no, I only meant a fishing net. We're going to see in the Ran is going to ask, why did he have to explain it that way? Why can't he explain it Cherme Koyhanim, which is also not Davar Hanador? And the Ran's going to say, well, the Chiddush is, even if you explain it in like a convoluted, far-fetched way, we'll accept it. The Karban. One made a neder, and he referenced a Karban. He said, Hare Alai B'Karban, or Kikar Zeh Asar Alai K'Karban. Ba'amar, and then he said, Lenodarte ele b'karban shamlach. What I meant was a gift that was given to a king. I didn't mean a karban. Or hare atzmi karban. I myself are a karban. Meaning he wanted to answer himself in hana to others. So he said, I myself am a karban. And then he explained it. Ba'amar, and he said, Lenodarte ele b'etzam shenachti li liyos naidabar. What I meant was, I was referring to the bone that I left on the side to utilize as a neder. So he had a bone, and whenever he said Hare Atzmi Karban, what he was doing is he wasn't answering himself, he was answering his bone. So even though all these cases are a bit far-fetched, we accept his commentary. Koinim Ishti Nenesli, I answer my wife from getting hana from me. So now his wife, he's been married to her for 40 years. Is she asur to him? Amri said, no, I didn't mean you. I meant my first wife that I divorced after 3 minutes. I forgot to tell you about her. Before I married you, I married someone else for a few minutes. I meant to asur her, my first wife. Hare atzmi karban. Right? He said, koidim ishti nenesli. I asked her, my wife, from getting enough. Amri then he explained, no, loy nadarti ela b'ishti harishayna shagirashti. Okay, so in all these cases, we believe him. Al kulan, about all of these cases, einish al in lahem. We do not go to a chacham to be mashal on the neder, to have the neder nisbatel. Meaning, if he explains the meaning of this neder, we just trust him right away. V'im nishalun, if they did go to a chacham and ask, we punish them and we're strict with them. Divrei Ramer, this is the opinion of Ramer. We're going to see what this means. Who do we punish? Who are we strict with? We come up with an opening from elsewhere. The Gemara is going to explain, we allow them to annul the neder with something called charata. And that's called mimakam acher because it's not an intrinsic Pesach in the neder, but rather it's charata that he regrets having made the neder. Umelam din oisai, and we teach them kadesh la yinagu kalas oish benadarim, that they don't act lightheaded with vows. Let us see the Ran. The Ran is found on daf yud chesam beis. Nadar B'cheirem v'amar lo nadarti ela b'cherma yishal yam. You see that on Yud Ches Amud Beis? Hashtem v'farsh v'azah. Now the Gemara, at this point, it's explained. Ketzad perushan lahakel. The Mishnah explains what does it mean that its commentary is lenient. V'hai denokalu b'hani gavne. The reason why it picked these perushim, the mefarsh v'azal, as the Mishnah explains, v'loi nokalu b'hani gavne deresha. Why didn't it just use the mutter scenarios mentioned in the earlier Mishnah in Yerches Amud Beis, namely cherme kaihanim, or if somebody says harei alei kamaser, and why can't we? He said, oh, like maaser goyren. Or if he said truma, why can it mean trumas goyren? Why did it have to come up with these funny cases? The listening nadar b'cherem v'amar lo nadarti ela b'cherem shel kohanim. Says the Ran Rebusa Shmina, it's teaching a chiddush. Sha'afal pishu mafarish nidroi b'davar zar, even though he's explaining the nadar in a foreign way, she'enei kol kach b'mashmas l'shainai, which doesn't really fit into his lashon so much, that when he says, I asked her, my wife, to say he meant his first wife, he hasn't seen her in 40 years, it's a little far-fetched. Still, kecher mo shayam, it's not so likely that when he asked the cherem, he meant he asked in a fishing net. Usually people don't speak about fishing nets. V'hani achriti detani afilu hach, or the other cases that it lists, afilu hachim hem, and he still believed to interpret it this way. B'cher mo shayam, reshes, a net, shet sodim ba'dogim, that you capture fish, minayam, kruyim cherem. Harei atzmi karben, kolaymar, hayim medabrim chaver, he's talking to his friend, but Amarle, he says to his friend, harei atzmi karben, afal pi shenira sha'isra alav gufoy kekarban, even though it seems like he's answering himself like a karban, when he interprets it, and he says, you know what I meant to answer my bone, ki amar, when he says dulay nadar ela be'etzem shehiniach liyos nadar bay, when he says that he was only menader in the bone that he left to use as a nadar, kolomer sheyesh loy etzem echad b'toich beisai, he has a bone in his house shehetzniyai that he put away lekach for this purpose liyos nadar bay to use for a nadar mehemanis believed.
What does that nadar mean?
It's meaningless. He says he's assuring that bone from anyone getting hanuf from that bone. But the bone's sitting in a drawer, you know, in the garage closet. So basically when he says, when I said atzmi, he doesn't mean me, he meant this bone. And therefore it has no ramification. That's what he says. Yeah. No, we believe him that he really meant it on that.
Even though it's a meaningless statement.
Right. Remember, why do we say Stam Nadarim L'Hachmer? If it's a Safek, okay, so then maybe when he explains it, we'll be Mekal. But remember, the Rush said Safek Nadarim L'Hachmer because there's an Umdana that he wants to make a Nadar, because otherwise he should have kept his mouth closed. So, you know, the chiddush, that's a bigger chiddush. We even believe him, even though there's an umdana that says you probably meant to make another, otherwise well, you shouldn't have said anything. But still, perushan lahakel, that's the din. Perushan lahakel. Now the Mishnah said, in all these cases, ein nishalin aleim, we do not ask a chacham. V'im nishalu, if we do ask a chacham, so the Mishnah said, what do we do? We punish them and we're machmir. Let's see how the Ran explains this. Meforish b'gemar. The Gemara is going to explain the Hachi Kamar. Ein nishalin aleihem b'talmud. When we say ein nishalin aleihem, that the neder is automatically interpreted lahakel, and we don't ask a chacham. That's b'talmud chacham. That's if the one who made the neder is a talmud chacham. The chinadar b'cherem, when he was menadar b'cherem v'amar, loy nadarti ela b'cherem shalyam mehemin, that a Talmud Chacham could just straight up explain what I meant was loy nadarti ela b'cherem shalyam. V'loy tzarech she'ela, we don't have to ask a Chacham. V'im nishalu. But if we do ask, what does that mean, kolaymer? Yihavi inish d'loy mehemin. Kugan sho'am ha'aretz. So ein nishalin is... A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to ask a Chacham, does not have to ask anybody to matter the nether. An Amma Oretz, we do, he does have to ask. Ulefikach tzar she'ela, therefore we need to ask a Chacham. If this Amma Oretz did not observe his nether, oin shinoisan, we punish the Amma Oretz im nagu heter bedavar koidim shabal lishal. So oin shinoisai means for an Amma Oretz who made a nether like this and wants to explain it, and before he asked the Chacham, he was lenient, we're going to punish him. She'ein matirin lohen, we will not matter for them, ad she'yinegu iser. Until, if let's say this Amma Oretz was violated the nether, we will not matter until he observes the nether the number of days that he was lenient with the nether. Ad shenagu iser kiyamim shenagu behen heter, kid isa b'gemara. Umachmirin aleihem. What does it mean, machmirin aleihem? That we will not allow them to matter it with charata, but he needs a Pesach to matter it. You need a Pesach to matter it. She'ein poiskan lehen b'charata, ve'ein matirin oisai. We don't matter it ad sheyimtzu Pesach lenidrei, until we find the Pesach for the neder. Poischin loy Pesach mimakoy macher. We find an opening from elsewhere. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Says the Ran betarti pligi. The Chachamim argue on 2 points. Number one, that if in the interim the Amma Oretz violates the neder, we don't punish them. Chado de enoin shinoisan im avral nidran. And number two, we are poisech pesach mimakom acher. That means we're poisech a pesach with charata. Va'oid shepoischin lehem b'charata v'kori leimakom acher. Why is charata called elsewhere? Mishum dolei have a migufay shel neder a pesach. It's not from the guf haneder. So it's poischin lei pesach mimakom acher. It's like in the Megillah. Yeah, we open up a pesach from elsewhere. That means that with charata, and then umelamdin oisan sheyinagu iser afilu b'nedarim halalu, even with these nedarim. The Ran points out it's only the final cases that were noyeg iser, because it's more likely he meant lahachmir than to be mekel. So you need a she'ela. Either like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Meir, who holds that when we say you need She'ela, means you need to ask a Chacham, but you can't use Charata. Or, according to the Chachamim, we could even use Charata. But the case is the Reisha, you don't need... if he explains what he means, you don't need She'ela. Okay, the bottom line is, this Mishnah taught us the cases of Uperushan Lahakal. Uperushan Lahakal. So now, the Gemara is going to challenge right off the bat the end of the Mishnah. It says the Gemara on Chaf Amid Aleph, Hagufa Kasha. The Mishnah itself is the Stira Meneu Bei Amrit. You said, this was Rab Meir, Ein Nishalin Lahem. You don't go to ask the Chacham to have the neder batal. Vahadar Tainan teaches him, Nishalu, if they ask the Chacham, Oin Shinoisan, we punish them, Umachmir Naleim, and we're Machmir. So the question is, do we ask the Chacham, do we not ask the Chacham? Meaning the fact first we say, Ein Nishalin Lohen, means we don't ask. We Bechlau don't ask. And then it says, if we asked, that implies that the asking is meaningful. Amar Rav Yehuda Achitan. Rav Yehuda said this is what it means to say. V'chulan, in all these nedarim, Ein tzrichin shela. You don't have to ask a chacham. But v'amei dvar mamur, when does this true? B'tamar chacham. Avo ba'ama oretz, shabali shoel. But in ama oretz, who asks the chacham? So basically, the Talmud Chacham, we believe him. But the Amoretz, we don't believe him. So what does he have to do? He has to go ask a Chacham. So Amoretz, Shabolishol, the Amoretz who comes to ask, and he has to ask. So then we say, Oin Shinoi Soyu Machmirin Alehen. We punish him, and we're Machmir with him. So what does this mean? Bishlama machmirin. Bishlama the chumra. What's the chumra? Doi paschinan lebecharata. We don't allow him to matter it with charata. He has to use a pesach. So that's the chumra. The chumra is that the amaretz cannot use regret. He has to use some kind of pesach in the nether itself. But what does it mean? Oin shen oisai. Ela oin shen hechidami. What's the case where we have to punish him? What do you mean we punish him? Says the Gemara, at the time we learned in a brisa, Misha Nazir, one who took upon himself to be a Nazir, v'avaral nazirus, and he violated the Nazirus. Ein nisgakin lai, we're not going to help him out. What does that mean? We're not going to be matir his Nazirus. We're not going to let him bring his karbonos. We don't help him. Since he violated his Nazirus, we wait until he observes the number of days that he had accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. Ein niskakala, we don't help him. Ad sheyinagva iser, kiyam shenagvam heter. Until he practices days of iser, as the number of days that he violated the Nazirus. If he violated the Nazirus one day, then he has to practice Nazirus for one day, and then we'll help him out. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Bamed v'amamurim b'Nazirus mu'atas." When do we say this? If it's a short Nazirus, short Nazirus means 30 days. 30 days is the shortest possible Nazirus. Av b'Nazirus meruba. If it's a long Nazirus, dayos shloshim yaim. All he has to be mashlam is 30 days. So, let's say like this. Let's say a guy became a Nazir for, I don't know what. He became a Nazir for 90 days, right? So he became a Nazir 3 times. And then, he became a Nazir for, let's say, 90 days, and he violated 40 days. So, Rabbi Yehuda would say he has to observe Nazirus for 40 days. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only we're talking about a 30-day Nazirus, but if it's a long Nazirus, all he has to make up is 30 days, even though let's say he violated 40 days. Okay, so this is what it means that we punish him. We punish someone for violating the Nazirus or the Neder. See the Ran. Avo ben Nazirus Meruba, Kalemar Shah Yoysim Mishlai Shem Yoim, if he delayed more than 30 days, then all he has to make up is 30 days. Amr of Yoysim, Rav Yoysim said, Hov Amri Rabbana in Niskakan Lai, since the rabbi said, we don't help out such a guy, Beidina de Mizdakaki, a Bezin that does help out somebody who violated his neder before the guy fulfills the neder for the requisite amount of time, loyavet chaper. Bezdin is not doing proper if they facilitate such a guy who violated a neder. If Bezdin helps them out, they're not doing the right thing. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Voimer, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, not only do they not do the right thing, mishamtinan le, we put the Bezdin in chirem, meaning, Don't think he didn't do the right thing. A Bezdin that helps him out, he didn't do the right thing. But it's not like we're going to put the Bezdin in Cherem. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov comes to say, no, we even put the guy in Cherem. We put the Bezdin in Cherem. Let's see the Ran. A bezdin that helps him out is not doing the right thing. Meaning, what's Rabbi Yosef teaching me over here? It doesn't just mean we don't advise him to be matter the nether. It means that even if he comes to us, we're not matter the nether. It doesn't just mean we don't, let's say, take the initiative to advise him to matter the nether. It's even if he comes to us, we're not matter the nether. Says the Ran, Kolaymar, meaning to say, don't say what it means is we don't run after him. Even though we do run after somebody who didn't violate the nether to be matarit, because one who's Makayim a nether is considered a sinner, like we say later on, HaMakayim HaKilu HaKrav Al Karban. So don't say what it means is we don't run after him the same way we run after someone who didn't violate his nether. But rather, maybe if he comes and asks on his own, Lahatirai, maybe then Niskakin Lahatirai. The less it's not true. El Beidina Demizdakek Loyavit Shapir. If the Bezin helps him out, he's not doing the right thing. Okay. The Chachamim Oimrim, Paisun Lai Pesach Imakamacher. The Chachamim say we open a Pesach for him from elsewhere. So what do we learn from here? We don't allow it to be mutter b'charata. We open up a Pesach. I'm sorry. We open up a Pesach from elsewhere. But without that, he's subject to the nether. So now, we're going to learn about the importance of nedarim. Tana, it was taught, La'olam al teiragel b'nedarim. You should never accustom yourself to nedarim. She'soiv chalimo b'shvois. If you accustom yourself to nedarim, you're going to end up violating a shvua. Says Aran, al teiragel b'nedarim, she'soiv chalimo b'shvua, d'chamer tvei a shvua is even more chamer, d'chsiv b'y lo yanaka. I would have said it says something else by a shvua. What does it say by shvua? Didn't we have in the Gemara earlier? What's the chumrah of a shvua? Who remembers? What's the chumrah of a shvua?
The Gemara's maskara is because of lo yinakeh.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the pasuk? Not Loi Sisa. What? Yud Chesam and Aleph? Elamishim Dachsiva Beshua Lo Yanaka. So the Ran is quoting that Gemara, that the Chaymer of Shvua is Lo Yanaka. Dachsiv Behu Lo Yanaka. Okay. The Alte Rogel Itza Amaretz, don't frequent an Amaretz, don't hang out with an Amaretz. Shasoif Chalecha Chotfam, he's going to end up feeding you Tevel. He's not going to be Mafresh necessarily Chumas Amasros. Alte Rogel Itza Koin Amaretz, don't hang out with a Koin who is unlearned. Shasoif Chalecha Chotchuma, he's going to end up feeding you Truma. Let's see the Ran. We're not afraid he's going to stam treat me, feed me truma. I'm afraid he's going to feed me tamei truma. The reason why the Ran's Gersa is better, because it's talking to everyone. Even a Kayin can hang out with a Kayin Amaretz, because Kayin Amaretz might feed him tamei truma. Ve'altar besicha me'isha. Don't speak excessively with a woman. Don't speak a lot with a woman. We know that in Pirkei Avos, it's referring to your own wife. Why? Shesav chalav u'deniyef. It's going to come to adultery. Rav Achab Rabbi Yosha Omer kol hatsoifa ben Hashem. Anyone who gazes at women, soifa baladei aver, is going to come to sin with them. So whoever looks at a woman, what does it mean, soifa? Either it means to gaze intently, which you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to look at a woman, you're not allowed to gaze intently. What are you not allowed to gaze intently at? Any part of a woman. Or, even if you're not gazing intently, if you do it a lot, then that's also not proper. Anyone who looks at the heel of a woman, having like bonus and mugan, you're going to have children who are not proper. Amar Rav Yosef, uve ishtay nida. This is talking about your own wife when she's a nida. Meaning, even your own wife who's a nida, you're not allowed to gaze at her. What is this talking about? Let's see the Ran. Still, you can gaze. There it's talking about the parts of her that are usually covered. So in other words, if your wife is a nida, you're not to look at her hair. You're not to look at parts of her that are usually covered. Okay. Whoever's joining for the chidasher, just we got to finish the amud over here. Just give us 2 more minutes. What? Even though you would think it's not going to lead to anything bad, because eventually you'll become mutter to her. Yeah. Okay, now what does it mean? Amar of Shimon Lakish, Akeva Duktani B'makamati Nefes. When it says you're not to gaze at her heel, it means to look at her private part, her Makam Erva, Shumachuvan Kenega Ha'akev, which is corresponding, meaning it is aligned with the heel. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, it says by Matan Torah, what's the purpose of it? So that the fear of Hashem should be on your face. What does it mean, the fear of Hashem should be on your face? Hashem had them experience such an awesome event in order to instill busha, levilti tachto, so that they don't sin. Malami, this teaches shabusha mavili de yiras chet, that shame brings to fear of sin. Mikan Amram, from here we learn, simin yafe ba'adam shu baishan. It's a good sign if a person is embarrassed. You know, you have some guys, they raise their hands and they talk with confidence, and some guys, to even answer to say boo, you know, their face turns white. You know, they're baishanim. It's a good simin. Achirim Amram, others say, usually Achirim refers to a mayor. Someone who is shameful doesn't sin easily. One who does not have shame, it is known, his ancestors did not stand on Har Sinai. Says the Ran, Loi Malamit Shabusha Mavilo de Yerashit, the Alpnecha Mashma, Boishes Panim. The words Alpnechem refer to shamefaced. Uksiv Basrei says afterward, Levilti Sechato. Layamdu Avisin al Har Sinai, Sharei Nosan Tam Lamam Har Sinai. It says, what's the reason why Hashem gave us the Torah in Har Sinai? It's Lavavur Tiras Alpnechem. The whole reason for Maimed Har Sinai is to instill Busha in Klal Yisrael. So someone who doesn't have Busha, obviously their ancestors were not on Sinai. Uchsiv es asher yeshnoi pay ayayim, ve es asher enenu pay. Umi she'en loy boshes panem, eno mizaram, was not was his ancestors were not on Har Sinai. We're just to finish up the Gemara. Two more minutes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai said, Arba dvarim sochli malachi asharis. The angels told me four things. Chigrim, why are there people who are crippled? Mimnei Mahavian, why are there? Mimnei Shehoifchen es Shulchanam. Because they turn over their table. What does that mean? That when their parents conceived them, when their parents were involved in marital relations, they turned over the table. What does that mean? There are many different perushim. Some say it means Bia Shalai Kedarka. Some say it means they were sort of not looking at each other at the time of the Maisa. And some say it means where the woman on top and the man on the bottom, which is considered somewhat brazen. Ilmim Mibnei Mahavyan. Why are there people who can't talk and are mute? Mibnei Shemanashkin Aloy Samakam. Because during relations they kiss the erva of the woman. Ba'oisai Makam. Chershim Mibnei Mahavyan. Why are some people deaf mute? Mibnei Shemasaprim B'shas Tashmash. They converse at the time of relations. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to ask on that what's why is that a problem? And the Gemara is going to qualify it. Sumim mibnei mahavian, why are some people blind? Mibnei shemastaklin ba'oisai makam, because they look at the oisai makam of the woman. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Rabbi Oisai, that is Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and a lot of people, looks like, wanted to hear the end of Masechta Nedarim, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Okay, we're going to just share with you some ideas from the Chida. We'll cover the earth, right? Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.